Good evening and welcome to this episode of Pub Chat. I'm here with your sometimes host, Colin Enquist.
Hello.
And our wonderful guest this evening.
I'm the never host.
Kieran Muljan. Hello. The never host.
Yeah.
Haven't you been, you've been on an episode with us before, haven't you?
No, I
never. Really?
Yeah.
This is the first?
First I walked into your house and you got me on your bed and now you're taking my Pub Chat virginity.
It literally took all 10 seconds for him to get you in bed.
This is going to be a great night.
I'm not saying that it's because it was 5 feet away from the door. The convenience was just... I might as well. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that that's... convenience is all it takes. Tonight, we're going to be drinking Black Oak Brewing's Nut Brown. Which is
fitting because I'm here. You didn't even think about
wow.
that.
Wow. No, we did not.
You purchased this. Nice.
That was amazing.
Basically, I'm going to do everything I can to just completely fluster Adrian all night long.
Oh. There's a squirrel on the bottle.
There is a squirrel on the bottle.
It's an English-style brown ale from Black Oak Brewing in Toronto, which opened in 1999, and I've never heard of it before.
The only reason I bought this was because I didn't recognize it.
Yeah,
I
apparently
assumed,
been
I
around
assumed they were
for 15 years. Who knew? You can't get it in this province, obviously. But you can get it in Ontario at the LCBO and the beer store. That's exciting. You can get it in the two places that you can actually ever get anything. It's 5%. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It's 5%.
Supposed to get a lot of coffee, chocolate. We'll see how it goes, I guess.
Can we find out?
Can we really?
Can we? Right before, can I just read like the
go,
one?
Go for it.
The one, like, it has a description of the whole thing, but I just want to say, then it says, our nut brown ale has won gold somewhere and been voted best in class for brown ales in Canada by someone. It doesn't say who. Cheers, Ken. Brewing award winning beer since the last millennium. So just as long as they've been around.
1999. The brewery itself was started by Ken. Ken Woods. Isn't that a great last name?
Ken Woods. Ken Woods.
Who brews nut brown
brown beer. Ale.
Ken Woods has a great name. That's all I got on him.
He's probably not related to Tiger Woods.
Probably not. Well, I don't think Ken Woods is black.
Based on
this picture of him.
Oh, okay.
It smells okay.
I mean, it has a scent that is not unappealing to me. I'm a professional.
It's fairly sweet smelling.
I think there's something off about this.
Either that
it
or...
There's just not a lot of nose to it.
There's some chocolate in it, too. A little bit of coffee.
Taste is actually a lot heavier than the smell. That's
Yeah. A little bit of burnt caramel.
Tiny touch of molasses, I think.
Yeah. It's pretty rich. It's good, actually.
I was smelling kind of like almost syrupy.
Mm-hmm. It's not as...
It's got a weird mouthfeel, though.
Yeah. But it's fuller than I was expecting.
Yeah.
My mouth is fuller than I expected. I'm a professional.
That's why we have you on, because you're a professional.
You're an adult now.
I question the validity of that statement.
We're only 5 minutes in.
I had a long and stressful day, so this is very nice.
This is your unwind.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's not bad. I'd consider buying this again.
I would too, actually. It's pretty good. It's not really a style that I would normally go for, but
There's almost nothing to the nose, but the taste is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When he says there's almost nothing, for me, there was literally, like, I got the tiniest thing, like, whiff, and then it was gone. But I have the worst sense of smell ever, so how it feels in my mouth is the most important part, really. The smell apparently doesn't matter at all.
This evening, we are supposed to be talking about apps on our phones. Well, that was the intention, was it not?
That was the
plan.
You're
the host.
Okay.
You can make me talk about anything.
I can take this in any direction.
You can.
Can you talk about anything?
I mean, I might have to just make it up and lie, but we could go there. We could talk about anything.
We're going to talk about apps, because that's what we set out to talk about. I think we're going to go through a few kind of cool apps that we use, maybe something weird that you just tried, I don't know.
Some apps that that we like to use that people don't use as much to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin, do you want to start us off?
Sure, I can start us off. So I'll start us off with an app that me and Adrian both use, and not many other people use. It's called Soundtracking. And it's basically like Untapped for music.
Foursquare for music.
Yeah, or Foursquare for
music. You are so inclined.
Yeah. So you basically check into the music you're listening to so your friends can know what you're listening to. I think it's awesome. I can find so much new music that everybody's listening to.
Do you guys remember back in like the early 2000s when MSN Messenger would let you show the music that you were playing?
Skype still does that.
Skype does it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But it lags like crazy.
Huh.
But it does it.
Wow.
I just remember you would carefully craft your MSN status message.
Yep.
And
you
then
would.
With emoticons and possibly X's and O's.
Plenty of them.
Yes. And then you would like passive aggressively talk about your mood or something that happened that day, something that your friend had done, and then of course your song would show up.
Yeah.
Too.
And it would be My Chemical Romance.
Oh yeah. Guaranteed. It was either that or it was like Ocean Avenue. One of the two things.
Nice.
So it's kind of like that.
Yeah, to an extent. Like you can push the notifications through on Twitter like Foursquare and Untapped and stuff like that. So I personally like it. There's like I think four people I follow.
I know. Yeah, I don't
and
really
I mean,
remember.
I don't use it often. Like
it's fun
like
though.
Once a week I check into something.
Can I see what you're checking into on
the
Soundtracking without following you or anything? Like are there public profiles?
I've never actually looked on a computer. It's very possible.
I don't actually know.
Yeah, that's a good question. I've only ever used it on my phone.
Because I wouldn't mind stalking you guys without using the app.
That's possible.
If that's possible, then you are welcome to do that.
I will get on the Google. I will get on the Google and check that out.
It's also a good app. Google.
Google is, yeah.
I just think it's fun. I think it's nice to check to follow people that are interested in similar music to you, but not quite exactly the same.
Yeah, because you find that odd, like, oh, you're like, what's that? But it's like the similar style, of
mm-hmm.
something that you've been listening to, and then you check it out, and you have a new favorite band.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. On the same music front, which is okay. So I don't quite know why you guys use Soundtracking when you could just be using like a radio streaming service, and then like follow your friends on it or something like that.
I don't
well, like what?
I use radio or RDO.
Yes.
And I mean, it's a $10 a month subscription service, but
dude, all, I live in an apartment the size of a shoebox.
That's true. I know. It's probably breaking your bed to do that.
It's 5 feet from the door to the bed.
It's good in emergencies. You can get out fast.
Because I wake up in the middle of the night often and there's a fire and I have to leave. So, you know.
I feel like
for those occasions.
Yeah, for those occasions, it's perfect. The convenience of the door. No, I use RDO, radio, and
is it radio or audio? I think it is audio.
I think it's RDO. I think
yeah.
it's RDO. Okay, so I use RDO.
RDO.
And
they clearly dropped the ball on a pirate beam. Their mascot.
I don't know what they were thinking. Why is it not a pirate? But you can follow other people on there, and you can see what they've listened to, and it tracks all the music they've been listening to. You can see public playlists that they make, and then follow those playlists. So people constantly update playlists, And you can then listen to those playlists at the same time. And it, you can also like share that music to Facebook or Twitter too, if you want to say like, hey, this is the playlist I'm listening to, or these are the artists that I'm listening to, all of that kind of stuff. So I really like that, but also because I get new releases like whenever they come out, like every Tuesday, and it keeps up with all of those releases. And I feel like I'm paying for music, even though I'm clearly paying pennies on
compared to
me buying albums.
Yeah.
But
right.
I feel better than, you know, a few years ago when I may or may not have not ever paid for any music. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
I understand.
I can see that. You know, one day I will 100% sign up for Ardeo, because actually one of the other apps you need to have an Ardeo subscription to use.
Yeah.
But I just can't afford it right now. And that's, I mean, I have my Netflix subscription or Ardeo. I probably would honestly use Ardeo more. I don't know.
I chose Ardeo over Netflix. I was like, well, you know, television-wise, I could probably just cut a few shows or binge watch them in other ways, but I just like having the music as it comes out without having to go somewhere and like look for it. It just is there, and I can sync it to my phone and it'll automatically like download tracks so you can have offline listening for any of the stuff that you choose to, any of the stuff that you choose. You just say sync it to mobile, and then when you have the subscription plan, you can just listen to it on your phone without a connection. So
I
like that a lot.
That's great for when I'm in the wilderness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
all the time.
Or just like
the U of W.
The U of W. I was going to say, I don't think there's any reception in that building.
No.
I think it's made of steel.
Weirdly enough, I have full bars when I'm in CKUW. Like everywhere else, I have half a bar. CKUW, it's fine.
Like in the booth? Only on
like,
air?
No.
Or
in the whole, like the radio station.
Well, I've never been there. I don't know what it's like.
We're not all big shot radio CKUW producers.
Neither am I.
Well, touche.
Deteriorated. I tried Google Play Music All Access. How long is that fucking name?
Google Play Music All Access.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
I tried that for like 20 minutes and I was like, I want Ardeo back, and I just went back to Ardeo.
Because I used Ardeo when they first came to Canada, like, what, a year ago or something. And it was okay, I didn't mind it. But I was just like, I'm not going to pay $10. Same deal when
Google Play Music
All Access.
Pass, Backstage, VIP, Swag.
YOLO.
Yeah. I mean, I bought a couple of albums off of like Google Play Music. Like I bought them through there, but
right, because you get MP3s, or why would you do that over iTunes?
Because
you're on Android.
I'm on Android. That's the other thing. You guys are both
on
iPhone, and I'm on Android, so that's what I do.
The land of freedom.
Oh my, I feel so free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud too. I'm free.
Yeah.
I'm basically the America of phones. I have the freedom to do whatever I want on my phone. Not you guys. iPhones are like, it's like a communist. Everyone gets the same thing, and you are locked into the system. There's no escape. They say Apple is like the pillar of like capitalism and the fact that it exists, but it is communism of technology.
Yeah, I could see the argument for that.
He's so right.
Yeah, I can see the argument for that.
You see why they give him a job where he has responsibility.
It's because I can make really quick metaphors about technology. God, we should hire this guy.
I'd hire you.
Thank you.
He's so clever.
And handsome, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we hire him to do all the scheduling for PubChat so I don't ever have to do anything again?
I don't know that that's his specialty, though.
I mean,
but he's responsible.
I can write in a calendar. It's like a thing that I am capable of doing.
Another one that I really love is Sleep Cycle.
Mm. I love Sleep Cycle.
I use that all the time. Basically, you plug your phone. You have to have your phone plugged in, and then you lay down on your bed next to you instead of a partner, and then when you wake up in the morning, it tells you how well you slept and gives you all kinds of sleep stats.
Yeah.
It's like analytics for my sleep.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And you convinced me to start using the sleep notes.
Mm-hmm.
About a month ago, 2 months ago.
What are sleep notes? Because I've used Sleep Cycle, but I don't know what the sleep notes
are. So basically, you have a bunch of different... When you say you're going to sleep, it will ask you if you had coffee that day or if you
drank
late.
Like, and you can edit them to, like, weird... Like, you can add things.
Yeah. So you can add different, you know... Like, I have a couple for if I had coffee, you know, late
stressful
in the day.
Or tea.
You know, I ate late. I worked out, which I never check.
Yeah.
And so then it tells you how, then over time, it tells you how your different activities affect your sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of neat. And then the other cool thing is when it wakes you up slowly.
Yes.
You know, it gives you that like defined period of time and it wakes you up when you're at your least.
When you're the least, so you don't wake
when you're
up.
You're the least
sleepy.
Like, I hate you. My body.
See, it's great because I have one of the Philips Hue lights, which also wakes you up slowly. Like, the light slowly turns on. So with the combination of the light and the sleep cycle, normally I wake up and I'm good to go. Like, it's perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Hue light works that well.
I was actually surprised how well it works.
Like, works way better than sleep cycle?
Yes.
Or the sun?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you have a little more control over this. And that's true.
The sun is going to come up when the fuck it's going to come up, and you cannot change that.
Yeah. I mean, don't tell me how to, what I can and can't do, okay?
Reach for the stars. There's also a feature on the Hue light that, like, when you go to sleep, it will slowly turn off, too. So.
See, but I don't like that when I go to sleep. I want to go to sleep, and I want it to be dark when I get in.
But the thing is, I normally, like, turn it on to, like, start dimming.
Oh,
and it takes about 20 minutes, so by the time I'm, like, actually in bed, it's, like, half-dimmed. And
oh, I see.
Yeah, so
I can see that. That makes sense. And can you control it from your phone?
If you buy a fancier version, you can, but I don't have the fancy version.
Really?
Yeah.
You spent $100 and it doesn't have Wi-Fi.
I got it as a gift.
Oh.
So someone else spent
your... No.
That sounds kind of neat. Another big one for me is Pocket. I love...
You've talked about this quite a bit, actually.
I love Pocket. I just read things when I find
them. See, I do that too.
But the thing is, I can't always read things when I find them. I don't always have the time.
Read faster. I'm just...
That is not...
I'm just messing.
A solution.
Because I find most of my, like, reading... If I'm not, like, out searching for it right now, I normally stumble across it through Twitter. So I just normally favorite the tweet, and, like, once a month, I'll go in and, like, just go through all my favorites and, like, open, like, 10 links and then get rid of them for my favorites. So and that's the way I do it.
I mean, everyone has a system, but, like, how do you use Pocket?
Okay, but the thing I like about Pocket is how cross-platform it is. So I can have Tweetbot open and add shit to it. But I can also go and open the app and read shit from it.
Yeah.
Then I can be on my computer and have the app open and read stuff in it. But I can also, there's also a Google Chrome extension to easily add things to it. So I like that I can read shit from it and put shit in it, like, no matter what device I'm using. Even if I'm just on some random person's computer.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And if for some absurd reason I was to one day get an Android device.
Switching was like the best thing I ever did. I'm just going to say that right now.
Nice.
Then it would work well on that as well. I love that. I don't know. I'll just add shit to it and then eventually read it.
That's fine.
And then I kind of, you can sort of tag stuff on there and things. And then I would keep it. I mean, something like recipes and stuff I would keep for later. But.
I see the reason of having it. Like, it's just like having Instapaper or something like that.
Mm.
Like, I do see the reason for having it. I have Instapaper.
I rarely use it. And there's other services that do basically the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the one I like.
That's right.
That's a cool name, Pocket.
It also sounds better when you say Pocket.
True.
Okay. It sounds cozier.
It does, doesn't it? It
sounds
like homely and warm. I just want to crawl inside of one.
a giant pocket.
Yeah. Adrian the baby kangaroo.
Baby, yeah.
Back to Ardeo for a minute. So you were saying there's a lot of apps that connect to it. There's one that was actually developed originally by some Winnipeggers. I don't remember what they originally called it. I was there when they were testing it at Lopub. And what it did is, I think they've changed it since. I haven't actually used Excel Pay for Ardeo anymore. But if they didn't change it, one person that has Ardeo signs in to their Ardeo account through the app. And then everybody can download this app and attach to the playlist, and you can vote up and down songs.
Ooh.
So at a party, you make a playlist of whatever, 100 tracks, and like people can add stuff to the playlist, and then you just vote things up and down.
That's pretty cool.
It's called Jukio.
It's called Jukio now.
And what was it called? It had a way cooler name, and then they had to get rid of the cool name.
Yeah, somebody else had it.
I don't remember the reason, actually.
I think it was like a copyright thing.
It's a really
cool Anthem?
Yes, that's what it was called.
Yes.
Yeah.
With no E.
Yep, that's what it was called. And I loved it. I used it a few times at a couple parties. Actually, the first Creecon party I had at my house, we used it. And a few people had actually downloaded the app when we played around with it for, I think, Clem probably like uploaded everything. And
oh, yeah.
So I think we heard like a lot of Childish Gambino that night.
That doesn't sound like Clemen at all. You can still get the app. It does still exist.
The Anthem app? Or Jukio?
Yeah. Jukio.
Okay. Yeah. No, I have it on my phone, so.
Well, apparently I do too.
I don't.
I don't know if it's available for Android.
I mean, I'll survive, I guess.
You'll survive?
And it's pretty cool.
I think it's cool.
It's a cool app.
I think there's a few other things that do that too.
Probably.
Okay, my new news app is what I'm really excited about.
What is it?
It's called Inside.
Just Inside?
Yes. And
okay.
But the logo is the word inside in square brackets.
Because it's inside.
Because it's inside the brackets.
Oh, man.
Wow. And the icon is the same color as your shirt.
It's orange.
Bright orange.
Bright orange.
Bright orange. But, okay, so it's a news aggregator, but what's really nice about it is it gives you the news story in 55 words, and it gives you every important piece of information in the story.
So the app, like, combs the article and somehow condenses it.
Yeah, and you can choose to follow different topics.
Yeah.
So, you know, you choose Canadian politics and technology and business and whatever you want.
Does it do that for, like, local?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't know if they handwrite the 55 word summaries or if it's like some kind of algorithm that does it.
I would think it would have to be an algorithm.
Yeah,
because if it is an algorithm,
it's very good.
It's got, yeah, because I was going to say, it'd be so easy to just have, you know, 14 died in train blast, people were in panic. Like, you just would like not make any sense.
And it reads like it was written properly, usually. So
I mean, that's all we can have hope for.
usually. So I don't know. It's either a really good algorithm or a bunch of people. I'm not sure, but I really love it because I can get a shitload of news really quickly, and I like keeping track of what's going on.
That's fair.
Kieran looks like he's itching to say something.
I'm just always itching.
I'm not itching to say sorry. I'm just
an itch. Just got a scratch. I don't know what else to say. An app that I have found that I can't really live without, which is weird to say, but I love the Comixology app.
That's a good app.
Because I, as much as I love graphic novels and comic books, I hate things, just like items in my room, and like it feels really nice to flip through a book or like a freshly opened comic book, but once I read it the first time, I just don't know where I want it. Like, now I have to put it somewhere. Everything, like having digital comics is way better. I got a tablet basically specifically to read comics on, but now apparently because my phone screen is like the size of a whale, I could probably just read them on my phone as
well.
That
is your phone, your TV.
It's everything. I'm going to crush, I'm going to go home and I'm going to smash my TV. It's just my phone for everything. But yeah, Comixology is really good because you can subscribe to comics as they come out in the digital editions. Just hit your device right away, automatically download. The comic library is huge. They have
Some nice sales and stuff too.
Yeah, they have the major publishers and indie publishers as well. And yeah, they have really good sales on stuff. But it feels like you're still paying what you know the comic is worth, like what they would be selling it for print. It's like a little bit cheaper for the digital edition, which basically justifies the printing costs. And yeah, you can also now, with a lot of the major publishers are on board, they actually announced it last week. You can download DRM-free versions of your comics. So once you buy once you buy it, you can just download it. It's in the comic format or whatever, but it's yours.
But it's freedom.
It's freedom. It's free.
That's cool.
It's America.
It's freedom.
Fuck yeah.
So good. I love Comixology. Somehow turned the...
I was a little confused. Your flashlight comes on.
My flashlight... I don't know.
You know what? It's Android.
It just does things randomly.
It doesn't.
It's free.
It's free.
It's free to do what it wants.
It can do whatever it wants. Freedom!
Freedom! It's weird. I use Skype a lot.
You're crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you probably use it to call your parents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call my parents. Call my uncle. International calling is cheap.
That's fair.
So, you know, why not? And the Microsoft Office student deal is fucking ridiculous. $80 for 2 years. You get 60 Skype minutes every month for free.
Every month?
Every month.
That's actually pretty solid.
For the 4 years that you have it. $80 for 4 years. How crazy is that?
That's pretty... Because I have the Microsoft Office 365 student thing.
Yeah.
Mine was like... I think it was four. I don't know what kind of deal they were running.
What?
Insane. Yeah.
Four, no, 4 years.
Yeah.
That's what mine is.
Yeah, okay, so we have the same thing.
Yeah.
Why? Anyway.
That's exactly what I just said.
Well, words happen, and they just fly past. You know how your ears kind of like cup and catch sounds?
Half words.
Yeah. Mine don't.
Occasionally. Fair enough.
I need bat-like ears.
Maybe if you cut the hair in such a way that it kind of directed the sound towards your ears.
I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get like a reverse bowl cut. So like I basically look like I'm balding. I'm just going to like let a mullet happen. And I'm going to like gel it into a cone around each ear. I feel like that'd be effective.
It would probably be effective. It would maybe look a bit strange.
Unless somebody's trying to talk to you like, and you're looking the other way, then you just can't hear anything.
It's like
it would be very directional hearing.
Yes.
But whatever it was you were hearing, you hear really well.
I think there should be an app for designing things like that. Like, you know, they have like the face warping apps or like see yourself when you're 85. I want to give myself a messed up haircut and then I want the app to tell me what it would do for me.
And what light would what better streamlining?
What superpower will my hair give me today?
Exactly.
I'm more aerodynamic. I can that kind of thing.
Yes, something like that.
Helps your hearing. Do you think if you had a problem with your glasses falling off, you could get a haircut that would like kind of
position your glasses to
a little bit better, or like hold on to them?
Like if I could, could you just please cut my like. When you go over the ears, can you just make some glasses holsters out of my hair, please?
Just so they slide right in.
Yeah.
And then they, maybe, I don't know if that's an issue with people who wear glasses. Do they fall off very often?
Not usually.
No, really.
Yeah, I have to be pretty usually hit in the face for them to fall off.
Yeah. Do you get hit in the face very often?
I mean,
more than most people?
More than most people, I think, is probable.
Okay. I don't think we'll go explore that. I don't have any more apps.
No.
I find it interesting.
Okay. That's it.
Well, I do. I mean, there's other apps that I use. Tweetbot, obviously.
Yeah, use Tweetbot too.
I don't use Tweetbot.
No, because it's not on Android.
I know that's one thing I'm sad about.
I have heard that the Twitter situation on Android is pretty bad.
It's dire. It's a dire situation.
And that none of the third party ones are very good.
None of them are good. The official Twitter app is usable, but just drives me bonkers a lot of the time. On the other hand, if you do a lot of chatting on Facebook, they have like the chat heads little pop-up things. So basically it takes the messages that you're doing, like any of the messenger stuff that you have, and it just has like the little chat heads that sit up on the corner of like your home screen. So as you're switching between apps, you can just respond.
So you can never ever escape Facebook.
But if you want, you can swipe them into the bottom and just dumpster them. You can dumpster people's faces.
Just dumpster people's faces.
Yeah, if you want. Hey, here's some on Android that I can do that you can't. My Boy, it's a Game Boy emulator, and it's amazing. Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color. And
that is so fantastic.
I play Pokemon and Final Fantasy and Castlevania on my phone, and it's flawless. But also in Pokemon, you know how annoying it is to, like, every battle, like, you want to go through a battle quickly, but you have to wait because it's raining, or, like, you have to wait for attacks to happen. You can just speed up the emulation, just put it to 2x speed, grind through those battles really fast. You just want to make it to the gym trainers, honestly, with. I want to catch Pokemon and get there. I'm really serious. I play Pokemon on the bus. I'm 25 years old.
You're an adult.
I'm an adult.
You're an adult.
I own property. Okay.
It's levitated in the air, but you own it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I own a levitating. I own a space hammock. A levitating space hammock.
That's your address.
Yeah.
Levitating space hammock. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Also, I bet you that's not a domain name that somebody owns. Levitating levitatingspacehammock.com.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
You still haven't done anything when you bought Trimble Down.
I know.
You don't have Trimble Down.
I do.
At least
I own TrimbleDown.com.
You need to do something with that?
No, I haven't yet. I said I would when I bought it, but I didn't.
And we told him it was a waste of money because he's never even done
it. I sometimes get drunk and buy a crazy domain.
I have done it more than
and
once.
And I then later go to look at my domain account. I'm just like, I don't know why I own the domain psionicscreamingorphans.com. No one would ever. It's not like that would get snapped up. Like, why do I feel like I need to get on that right away? I own this. I can't believe I spent $10. To register this address.
I've done that a couple of times. It's not generally a great economic decision.
I get it. Yeah.
I mean, you could spend $10 in Candy Crush otherwise, so it's like...
Well, I would never do that.
You know, people say that, and then it happens to them.
Is this a sore spot for you?
I've actually never spent...
Has Candy Crush beaten you?
The thing that... Okay... There was the game Dragon Veil, where you basically had a floating island where you could breed dragons and you built a town around them to support. It was like a theme park, basically. And I may have gotten really into that game and dropped some money on that. And I still regret it. Why did I do that?
How much money? Was it like a scary amount?
I mean, it was less than $100.
But not that much less.
This is like a low point in my social mobile gaming career.
It's only another $10. I'll buy it.
I just need to hash this now. I'm out of gems.
I don't really game on my phone much.
No, neither do I. Really.
I'll play the odd like random puzzle game every once in a while just to keep me busy at the. Waiting room? I
don't know. Spent a lot of time in waiting room.
I don't play very many games, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I don't spend a lot of time in waiting rooms either.
I mean, aside from the games I play emulated, which is just because I like Nintendo stuff.
Yes.
I only have two other games on my phone right now, and they are... Robot Unicorn Attack 2, because that game's amazing.
That's an amazing name.
It's crazy. You play a metallic robot unicorn that, like, farts rainbows.
Obviously.
And you just it's kind of like a running game, you know, like where you just jump and like dash and fly and stuff like that to get around obstacles and pick up power-ups. But it's insane. It has the sickest soundtrack ever, and it's like a kaleidoscope of seizure-inducing graphics. It's so good. It's made by the Adult Swim people. It's just silly. It's all silly. It's so good.
So silly.
It's just silly.
It's just so silly.
Yeah, but it's... No, it's super fun. That and... the other game, right? Oh, Skyforce. It's like a top-down... Remember the game Raiden? Like the... Yeah, the top-down bullet hell style thing. It's a free-to-play version of that, but it actually does free-to-play, like, really well. Where, like... I mean, if you die a bunch of times, you can pay for more lives, but none of the upgrades or power-ups or things that you have to pay for. You just earn them by playing the game. So
mm-hmm.
You can, you know, amp
up your shit.
So as long as you're good.
As long as you're good, you can get cool stuff, which I think every free-to-play game should be like that.
Yeah.
If you're good at it, you shouldn't have to pay. Like, it shouldn't feel like you're paying for anything if you're awesome.
So what Kieran is saying
is
he's awesome.
I'm pretty awesome at Skyforce 2014. But I mean, hey, if it works for rich people, like... You know, rich. Once you get rich enough and people recognize you, you don't pay for things, which is stupid. It's backwards. they just give Kanye West free things. He doesn't have to buy anything.
What, like what?
You get gift bags and product.
Swag.
You get swag. You get just new products. They're like, hey, you should check this out because you can like talk about it to people that you influence.
Yeah.
Like, man, I could influence like 4 people to do something. I should get a free Lamborghini or something.
You think you could influence 4 people to buy a Lamborghini?
I could influence 4 people to consider buying a Lamborghini for a short period of time until they realize their finances could never support that kind of lifestyle.
Okay, so bottom line, no.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're not getting an email from Lamborghini saying you're getting a car.
God damn it, Lamborghini.
I don't think they're going to give you a free one.
Is there a Lamborghini app?
I don't know. Maybe.
Can I lodge a complaint to Lamborghini?
They don't have an app?
Well, if they had an app, I could lodge a complaint about my problems with them not giving me free
Lamborghini. They might have an app, but you can only download it if you own a Lamborghini.
Oh, that's probably.
Yeah, they might have an app, but you sure as hell can't download it.
You don't need to create a username or password. You need to put in your VIN number from your car.
From your car, yeah. Your VIN and your social insurance number. Your bank account number.
Your what was your line 150 on your Swift assessment last year?
I don't even know what that means. What is this money thing stuff you're talking about?
What is this income thing?
Ticketmaster.
Okay.
So the Ticketmaster app.
Okay, first of all, who hates Ticketmaster?
Everybody hates Ticketmaster so much.
But you can connect the Ticketmaster app to your iTunes, so anytime a band that's in your iTunes comes to Winnipeg, they'll notify you when tickets come
out. Okay, that is amazing.
That's really good.
I didn't know that was amazing.
It only works, it doesn't like a radio, does it? Or RDO.
I have no idea.
RDO.
I'm going to guess probably not, but I have no idea.
That's still amazing
for those of us that pay
for music.
Yeah. What? I pay for music
$10 a month.
It's a completely legal system of Spotify and all those Beats music. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, I go to shows and buy t-shirts and stuff.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fair.
Narrow your eyes at me like I'm some sort of heathen.
The only other app that I would talk about is Path. I don't know if you've ever used Path.
I have used Path, and I couldn't handle... I was like one social network too many for me.
And I would use it a lot. Like, I think it's a really well-designed app. It basically has everything I want in it. Just nobody uses it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be in a social network where Adrian checks it once a year.
It's true. I really...
And that's it.
Yeah.
Path is a gorgeous app.
It's always so gorgeous.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It works. Everything works so well. Like everything does what you think it should. Every interaction that you have in the app feels really nice.
Yeah.
But no one's on it.
Yeah,
and it's hard to convince your friends to come join you on it when they're like, it sort of just does everything Facebook does except nicer, but no one's on it.
Yeah.
It's too late, I think.
It's
a tough sell.
And I agree,
yeah.
But I wish people used it.
I do. I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
realistically.
We should just use it between the three of us.
It would just be the coolest.
Yeah, it would be so cool. Everyone all...
So everybody should follow us on Path.
Yeah. Well, they removed cool the people. Friend limit. Remember?
They did,
there
yeah.
was...
There
was
a limit. 150 limit or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you could only have 150 people because they said, like, basically at any one point in some person's life, you could only really keep connections, like, good connections between about 150 people max.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they've had this a hard cap. You couldn't have more friends than that. And then they were like, we can't grow anymore. So, like, no one's using us, so we'll just remove that.
But did they have people with 150 friends?
I imagine there's got to be some people. Because, I mean, you got to think, when you go to, like, some bigger cities and stuff like that, there's always, like, that odd social network and stuff like that that gets used so much more than in places like Winnipeg.
Yeah, just, like, it's a city-centric.
Like, when I was in BC, I used Yelp a ton. Never use Yelp in Winnipeg. There's no reason to.
Yeah.
But it's so used in Vancouver and Victoria that literally when I typed in stuff, it would give me the hours of the places right away. It would say if it opened or closed, and you could go to the menu. And but in like Winnipeg and stuff like that, it's not convenient at all.
No.
So
just food in general in Winnipeg is not convenient. Just want Skip the Dishes. I have not yet used. Have you used Skip the Dishes?
I've used it a couple times.
I think yeah, I've used like Skip. And then what's the other one?
There's three actually.
Yeah, Skip the Dishes
is
most,
the big one.
The big
yeah.
one was, I don't know. I know some people work for it. They've yet to convince me to get food through it.
It's good. It's pricey though.
That's what
yeah.
I was gonna say. Like, is it? It's should I just you know?
It's like rich people take.
Should I just put my shoes on and go to a place and with my pajamas on and
stuff. Well, yeah. Now that you're moving to the space hammock,
yeah,
you'll be closer to things.
That's true.
That you'll be able to walk to.
I will be able to
like
walk
me.
To them. Oh, so I can just eat here, is what you're saying. I can
he made me dinner tonight.
I can skip the dishes at Adrian's house.
No, there's actually could be you gotta actually help him with dishes.
On yeah, that's right. Generally the rule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't skip the dishes at all.
So you can do the dishes with Adrian.
But you don't pay for the food.
That's...
So that is a bonus.
You don't have to bring him beer, though. He's cranky if you don't get beer.
Usually, yeah. Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
And you wanted to talk about Google Plus, didn't you?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I like Google Plus.
Get so excited. So excited.
Okay, I did want to talk
taking
about
taking shit out of his pocket.
It's not even his phone. He's just like, I found this twig, and I've got a twist tie. Oh God, get Google
so
Plus. I'm gonna share these on Google
Plus. Okay. The Google Plus app is great.
Yes.
Not as great as Path, but way greater than fucking Facebook.
Yes.
Did you know that they do auto photo backup?
Yeah, it tells me every day on my Android phone that it's just like, hey, we backed these photos up for you today.
Mine does that now too!
Yeah,
really?
Just started doing that.
It's amazing!
Really?
Well, because I already pay for storage for Gmail because I have too much email.
But it doesn't use up your personal storage.
But it doesn't use up your personal storage anyway! It's amazing!
Yeah, they're automatically backing up like thousands of people's photos for free.
Yeah.
In high quality. And
yeah.
All it does is say like, at the end of the day, it's like, they're ready to share. Like, if you want,
yeah,
share
if you'd
these,
like to.
If you'd like.
Yeah.
And then it's just one notification. You just
say no.
You
and,
say no, and you have them forever.
And it works way better than fucking Apple's photo stream bullshit.
I use Dropbox.
Which is probably why Apple is changing their
yeah.
photo stream mode, I guess. But, yeah.
I checked over the course of all the time that I've like used Google, because I have uploaded other photos to it as well. But, like, plus the time that I had an Android phone and just been using Google Plus and everything, it's backed up 7,000 photos.
Wow.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah. The only photos that it doesn't back up is Snapchat photos.
Who cares?
But who cares, exactly. But if you use, any other, like, you just take a normal picture, you take a photo for Facebook, you go to text somebody and you're just like, look at this. It backs all those up.
Nice.
And just go back in time and be like, I texted Raymond this photo of a fat bug in July of 2013.
But it also groups your images based on what you did. And then, so our camping trip. It says weekend in Wasagaming.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so cool.
It'll group it based on like location or
and like
usually
time.
Location and time, yeah.
Yeah.
Or awesome. And sometimes it'll do it even based on just who's with you, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think you can search by person, and as long as they have like Google Plus, it uses like the same kind of style thing that Facebook does, where it's like, is this person you or this person?
Is this you?
Is this your friend? Yeah, it does the same thing. It kind of groups them up. So you'd be like, pictures with Colin.
Huh. It's pretty fucking great.
It's the future.
It is the future. And
future
I think it might be the thing that gets me to use Google Plus. I've only been doing it for a week. I already shared one picture, I think.
That's pretty big. I think Facebook, though, they announced today that they're going to do a similar thing.
Yeah, but the difference is I don't fucking trust Facebook. I wouldn't give them my picture.
Yeah.
Whereas Google, they're not evil.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Enough.
Yeah. That was what I wanted to say about Google Plus. Super pumped. I only discovered this week. The backup thing.
The backup thing is worth it. Even if you don't use it for anything.
Exactly. Even if you don't use the share or do social media things. Photo backup, done. I think we're also done this podcast.
Thank you, Kieran, for joining us this evening.
It was a pleasure.
To talk about beer and apps.
There was so much pleasure. all-around pleasurable
experience. Colin, where can we find you on the internet?
Well, obviously, Path and Google Plus. yeah, you can find me on the internet at Senquist, at actually Path and Google Plus, and all the other actual social networks that I use.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
And for Kieran?
I don't use those, so.
You don't use Google Plus?
No, I mean, I do, but you can just.
What about Twitter?
I love Twitter. I'm at Kieran Molchan, which is hard to spell, so it's KieranMolchan, but, you know, you can just Google that and it'll probably autocorrect it. There's not a lot of Kierans or Molchans in the world, so if you put them together.
Then you're one of a kind.
Yeah, I feel
you. And do you have a blog?
I do have a blog. I blog at kieranmolchan.com and
spell the same way.
Spell the same way.
That's amazing.
I know, it's like my name's consistent on all platforms.
Everywhere you use it.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
That is impressive.
So check it out.
And you can find me on Twitter at Adrian Trimble and also at Google Plus, where I will now share a picture every once in a while. Because it tells me to. Cheers.
Hey, I share videos and things on it.
I don't yet, but I'll get there. You can also follow us at PubChat Podcast on Twitter to get all the latest riveting beer news.
You put beer news on there?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
A little bit, sometimes. Sometimes we'll retweet things. So all of the slightly old beer news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or some of it. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I guess listen again soon or something.